Since her debut release in 1992, the British singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Polly Jean Harvey has established herself as a pop changeling, switching styles and images while maintaining a fierce seriousness, undercut occasionally by a mordant sense of humor that can only be characterized by the title of that debut album, Dry. PJ Harvey's new album, her seventh, is called Uh-Huh Her, and rock critic Ken Tucker says the British performer has achieved a maturity that isn't weighed down with self-seriousness.
Polly Jean Harvey has hit her mid-30s. She's no longer the cleverly morose young daughter of bohemian British parents, a girl who took pleasure in mashing together poetic lyricism and post-punk noise. It's been 4 years since her last album, the comparatively lush, romantic Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. And on Uh-Huh, Her, Harvey seems to be more blunt and bitter. That song I just played, which opens the new album, compares a lover's words to poison. And by the third cut, she's slinging around the F word and some guitar squawk to express her extreme displeasure with the arrogance of someone she once cared about. Even a song as superficially pretty as this one, called The Pocket Knife, maintains a razor edge, in which she shoves a sharp shiv into the notion of settling down and marrying.
Please don't make my wedding dress. I'm too young to marry yet. Can you see my pocket knife? You can't make me be a wife. How the world just turns and turns.
Harvey recorded this album in her home and plays everything except the drums. She remains one of the most interesting guitarists in rock and roll, loose and savage, deceptively slapdash, and right in the groove established by her voice. Listen to the way she licks closed a kiss-off love letter. Skip to the end of the album, you get to a song called The Darker Days of Me and Him, in which Harvey rattles off a wish list of a world with, quote, no neurosis, no psychosis, no psychoanalysis, no sadness. It's one of the rare moments in her career when she hasn't turned her disappointment or anger into a more worked-up piece of art, and it comes across as something other than raw, undercooked. Much more interesting and involving is a song such as It's You, about a young woman entering into a relationship she knows is a mistake, yet can't help herself.
Oh, dear sweet mama. Steal away.
There are times when Polly Jean Harvey can make miserableness sound like the most alluring mood in the world. She revitalizes the cliche about love being a blessing and a curse. And throughout Uh-Huh Her, she counts her blessings at extricating herself from bad love affairs, curses the men who brought her such unhappiness, and moves on to imagine new passions, new troubles, new retorts to people who think they know her, who look at her picture on the cover of this album and say, uh-huh, her. No, says Harvey throughout this album, you don't know me that well yet, and maybe you never will.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Uh-Huh, Her by P.J. Harvey.